call the first conference committee meeting to order on the operating and mental health budgets, appropriation bills. It is Saturday, April 14th. We're meeting in the State Capitol building. Per Mason's manual, the House chairs the first session, and the Senate chairs the second. So, members present: Representative Neil Foster, Representative Paul Seaton, Senator Anna McKinnon, and Senator Donnie Olson, myself, Senator Hoffman. Steve Thompson, welcome to the committee.
Present.
Representative Seaton.
I move Senator Hoffman serve as the presiding chair of the FY19 Operating Budget Conference Committee on HB 286 and HB 285.
Is there any objection? Seeing none, I will be presiding over the conference committee on these two bills. I move that Representative Seaton serve as vice chairman of the FY19 Operating Budget Conference Committee on HB 286 and HB 285. Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, Representative Seaton will serve as the vice chairman. As chairman of the conference committee, I would like to review the process we will follow during these meetings. First, both House and Senate budget processes allow for public testimony. That portion of the process is now concluded. The conference committee will not be accepting public testimony. Second, unless invited by the chair, only members of the conference committee may take part in the discussions or sit at the table. Third, the Legislative Finance Committee has been directed to prepare motion sheets we will use at the table. These sheets will summarize the differences between the two versions of the bill that are the business of this conference committee. When completed, the motion sheets will be posted on the Legislative Finance Division website and will be updated after each meeting. And finally, the conference committee will operate under Uniform Rule 42, adopting any motions or taking any actions requires a majority vote of each body. The Uniform Rule 42 and related legal opinions are in each member's packets. We will address the identical items at this time. I would like to obtain a motion to adopt all identical items.
Mr. Chair, yes, I move all appropriations and language that are identical in both the House and the Senate versions of HB 286 and HB 285 be adopted.
Is there any objection? Seeing none, those items are adopted. At this time, I would entertain a motion to request limited powers for the budget items for which differences exist. I have distributed a letter for this purpose dated April 14th, 2018, addressed to the Speaker of the House and the Senate President. Under limited powers, the conference committee can adopt any amount between zero and the higher number of the House and the Senate versions of each item subject to the conference committee. Representative Seaton.
Mr. Chair, I move the committee adopt a letter requesting limited powers of conference for budget items that are not identical.
Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, we will take a brief at ease to sign the two identical letters, each one for each body. We'll stand at ease. We'll call the conference committee back to order. The conference committee will be a meeting to take action on the operating budget bills after limited powers have been granted. Meetings will be posted on basis under the 24-hour rule. Is there anything else that come before the conference committee at this time? Seeing none, Representative Seaton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move we adjourn this meeting of the conference committee.
Without objection, we are adjourned.